今天早上证道的经文是在《使徒行传》九章十节到十九节。在大马士革有一个名叫阿拿尼亚的门徒，主在异象中对他说：“阿拿尼亚。”他回答说：“主啊，看哪，我在这里。”主就对他说：“起来，往那叫做直的街上去，在犹太家里找一个名叫扫罗的塔尔苏人。看哪，原来他正在祷告。他在异象中看见了一个名叫阿拿尼亚的人进来，按手在他身上，使他重见光明。阿拿尼亚却回答：主啊，我听许多人说过有关这个人在耶路撒冷对你的圣徒们所做的种种恶事，并且他得到祭司长们的授权来到这里，要捆绑所有求告你名的人。但是主对他说：你去吧，因为这个人是我拣选的器皿，不但要在外邦人和君王面前，还要在以色列子民面前宣扬我的名。我要指示他，为了我的名，他必须受多大的苦害。阿拿尼亚就去了，他进了那家，按手在扫罗身上，说：扫罗弟兄，在你来的路上向你显现的主耶稣差派我来，使你重见光明，并且被圣灵充满。立刻有像鳞片一样的东西从扫罗的眼睛上掉了下来，他就重见光明了。于是他起来受了洗，吃过饭，体力就恢复了。这是神的话语。
So this morning, we're going to hear about our recent mission trip to the Philippines.
所以今天早上我们将会分享我们最近去菲律宾事工的一些经历。
And we have some slides to show you.
我们有一些图片。
And we have some stories to tell you.
我们有一些故事与你们分享。
I'm just making sure that everything is ready for us to go up there. I'm looking to...At the back there, are we ready to go?
So, yeah, 后面请预备一些。
So, who went?
谁去了呢？
Era. When this works. Next one, please. Grace.
What?
Maurice. Nieves. Oh, this is going to be stubborn, isn't it? Kang. James. Dakota, my son.
我的儿子 Dakota.
And myself. Some information about the Philippines.
这有一些关于菲律宾的信息。
The Philippines is...An archipelago or a series of islands, about 7,600 islands.
菲律宾是一个约有大概7,600个岛屿的国家。
With a population of almost 105 million people.
它的人口近于1,500,000人。
And you can see it's mostly Roman Catholic.
他们大多数是罗马天主教徒。
Evangelical Christians are about 10%.
大概10%。大概是新教教徒。
I'm going to find this frustrating. What is New Hope?
什么是新希望呢？
New Hope oversees church-based ministries.
新希望是关于国外的一些事工。
And supports pastors, church outreach, and child sponsorship.
他们资助牧师宣教和儿童赞助。
Trinity Baptist has supported New Hope since 1993.
我们三一浸信会的开始参与是大概在1993年。
And today Trinity members sponsor 100 school age children in 3 regions.
现在我们三一浸信会资助在菲律宾有三个地区，大概有100名儿童。
So where did we go?
所以我们去了哪里呢？
We went to Manila, the capital city.
我们去了马尼拉。
We went to Mindoro, which is an island to the south.
我们去了南部的一个岛屿叫Mindoro.
We went to Pampanga, which is a province to the north of Manila.
大概在马尼拉的右部北部叫Pampanga。
and a small, well, not a small, a city called Balewag.
还有一个城市叫巴勒旺。
And then General Santos City in the very south.
在一个非常南部的城市 General Santos.
We were based in Manila.
我们基地在马尼拉。
We visited sponsored children in these small rural villages in Mindoro.
在Mindoro, 我们探访了三个非常偏远的村庄。
And sponsored children in Pampanga.
在 Pampanga, 我们也去探访了一些儿童。
Sponsored children in General Santos City.
还有我们去探访了我们的资助儿童在General Santos.
And we helped with a medical and dental mission in Balewag.
我们还帮助在巴厘瓦一些帮助那些医疗队。
So enjoy the next 8 minutes of presentation.
在以下的八分钟，我们会有一些汇报。
The text is in English, but they're only short sentences.
那个标题是是英文的，但是是非常短。
And we have some sound as well.
我们有些音乐。
main reason for going.
Our main reason for going was to meet sponsored children.
我们这次去的主要的任务是去, 啊, 探访这些儿童。
What's going on here? I cannot tell you how amazing it was to see these children.
言语无法表达我们是多么的奇异这次经历。
I was overwhelmed by their acceptance and love.
我们被他们的接纳和爱深深地感动。
I know it was true for all the team.
我们相信我们所有的队员都是这样感受的。
We also met with New Hope Philippine leaders.
我们也去, 会见了那些在, 菲律宾的新希望的领导人。
We wanted to build a partnership with them by reviewing their current ministry.
我们想通过, 回顾我们所做的, 和去展望, 以后要做的, 去通过这些, 我们去建立一个合作的关系,
and discerning what God wants to do.
去看神要我们所做的是什么。
We spent a day in Manila with New Hope leaders asking these kinds of questions.
我们在马尼拉, 停留了整整的一天, 去会见这些领导人, 去探讨这些问题。
Let's hear from some of the team members.
让我们去, 以下有一些我们的队员去分享他们的经历。
Grace and James will share a story or two each.
James和我自己会去分享一些经历。
I'm going to invite James to come up first, and I'll see what we can do about the projections.
Okay, 我们来请James来到前面。 早上好。
So I had two thoughts from the Philippine missions trip.
这次我有两个感想。
The first is, what is wealth?
首先我问题就是, 什么是财富?
As I watched a group of children spontaneously play in the ocean, which borders the village, I felt a great sense of wonder.
当我看见这些, 这些孩子们他们自发地在海 在海洋里玩耍的时候, 我看到他们非常开心的时候, 我感到非常的惊讶。
Here was a poor village, filled to the brim with children and youth, lacking all the many conveniences and benefits of our Canadian society.
那是一个非常贫穷的村庄, 就是很多的小孩, 他们的生活情况是在我们加拿大人所想象的当中是没有我们加拿大人这么拥有这么多的东西的。
And yet, it seemed that I was seeing life as God intended. An emphasis on family, friendship, and a sense of community that is rarely seen here in Canada.
然而，我看到的是上帝想要的生活。他们非常注重家庭，他们注重友谊和社区。我们在加拿大是很少看见的。
Yes, perhaps we are materially wealthy, but at what cost?
也许我们在物质上是很富有的，但是我们代价是什么？
And here's my second thought.
第二个, 我思考的是。
Unashamedly Christian.
毫不掩饰的一个基督徒。
My second observation was the unconscious faith exhibited by the youth.
我第二个观察就是这些年轻人非常直接地表达他们的信仰。
In the places we visited, Christ is a vital part of their lives.
在我们参观过的一些地方, 基督徒的生活是他们生命当中非常重要的一部分。
They unashamedly profess their faith and share in the joys that God brings them.
他们非常直接地表达他们自己的信仰，他们分享上帝给他们带来的快乐。
Here in Canada, it seems that sometimes it's a struggle simply to profess our faith.
而在加拿大，我们有时候会去，我们只是想简单地分享福音的时候，我们会有挣扎。
However, in this place, there is no thought, no debate.
然后在这些地方，他们没有任何的争论。
Here, Christ is where he needs to be, an essential and integral part of their daily lives.
在这里, 基督是他们需要的地方, 他们的日常生活中必不可少的一部分。
Thank you. Thank you.
谢谢。 以下是我的分享。 Before going to Philippines, I stopped in China to visit my dad. However, I couldn't claim my luggage, my checking luggage. And when we arrived in Guangzhou, which is my dad lived, they said there was an issue when clearing the custom. The luggage is full of the presents and gifts for our sponsored children. It's like over 100 bags. So because of the incidents of between China and Canada, so I felt the emergency and the urgency. So I sent out an email, asked the team members to pray about it. And because I only stayed there for 3 days, so we needed this luggage back quickly. So the next morning, there was no phone calls, and as they promised. So in the evening, my brother made many phone calls to his friends who work in the airport. So in the evening, finally, the luggage arrived. Nothing lost and damaged. We were just overjoyed. That was my first time to Philippines. I don't know what to expect. Actually, I'm so glad I finally went and met these children in person. They are such a wonderful children, full of joy and love. They embrace you with hugs and telling you, I love you. And that's the gift they give to me. And they teach me how to speak their language, that I love you and you are my love and I miss you. I just so overwhelmed. I could not fully understand how our little help, our small help, can change people's life until we met them. They're telling their testimonies, their stories in tears. Yes, life is tough, but God loves them and will never abandon them. With the help of a sponsorship, we can help them to finish high school. One of our sponsor kids, she told me she must walk 5 hours every day to attend school. At the 5 o'clock in the morning, she must start walking. And yet, when I asked them, what's the most happy things you do in your life? They all answer with, go to church and go to school. They are worshiping God with fire. They boldly proclaim Jesus the Lord. So they embrace me on their t-shirts, on their hats, on the outfits. This Christ is everywhere. The Lord, Jesus the Lord, everywhere. And yet they teach the birds to say,
Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Okay. 在我去菲律宾之前，我停留在中国去探望我的父亲。但是当我到广州的时候，我拿不到我的行李，我的行李没有来。他那两件行李就是满满的装满了一些给受资助儿童的一些礼物，超过100份礼物。当时因为非常紧急，因为我必须带这些礼物去菲律宾，所以我马上。叫我的队友祷告，就是我发出邮件叫他们祷告。在第二天，邮件那些行李还是没有来，当时我非常着急。然后我就叫我朋友，叫我哥哥去，就打电话去看看怎么样。因为我在广州只有3天的时间，但是第二天的晚上，我的行李终于到了，但是没有任何的损失，全部的行李都到了。当时我们都是非常开心，就是没有什么事情可以阻挡我们。这是我第一次去菲律宾，当时我不知道我会遇到什么，因为我是第一次参加短宣队。但是我看见这些小孩子们，这是非常的快乐，非常的爱。他们给我很多的，他们就是非常的拥抱我们，他们非常的有喜乐，我也没有想过我参加这个资助，他们一直在资助，就是金钱上的资助，就是每个月15块。但是我从来没有想象到，就是我这一点点的帮助会改变他们的生命。他们讲他们的故事的时候，他们都是含着眼泪。他们的生活很艰苦，但是他们都说神是爱他们，他们有神，神从来不会离弃他们。我们这些小小的帮助可以帮助他们完成他们的学业，一直到高中。其中有一个小女孩，她告诉我，她每天要走5个小时去上学。早上5点钟开始的时候，她要就开始走路，大概来回5个小时。但是当我去问他们的时候，你最高兴最快的事情是什么，他们会说是去教会，是去上学。他们非常勇敢的去说他们是基督徒，他们非常直接的说耶稣是神是主。他们在他的衣服上面，在他们的啊他们 他们去敬拜的时候是非常火热的，是啊，这些年轻人带领他们的啊敬拜，所以他们甚至去教他们的这支八哥说敬拜神、
Lord.
赞美神。
Praise the Lord.
谢谢。
We were deeply affected by this trip.
我们深深地被这次的事工队感动。
I was especially struck by the love for Jesus shown by the young people.
而我也深深地被这些年轻人对耶稣的爱而感动。
They enter Filipino society to share the gospel.
他们进入菲律宾社会分享福音。
And they want discipleship training.
他们非常渴望门徒的训练。
Some want to go to Bible college.
有的人甚至想上圣经学院。
Perhaps a new horizon is opening for us to consider expanding our support into these areas.
也许我们也有一个新的意向，去考虑将我们的支持扩大到这些领域。
If you ask my son Dakota, do you want to go on another mission trip to the Philippines? He will, without a moment's hesitation, say yes.
如果你问我的儿子 Dakota， 问他说你想不想再一次去菲律宾，他会毫不犹豫地说是的，我想去。
He speaks for all team members.
所以我们所有的队员也是这样想的。
And perhaps he speaks for you too.
也许也是为你们在说话。
It's important to continue our support.
这是非常重要的，我们有持续的资助。
The children and youth see us as sisters and brothers in Christ.
这些孩子和年轻人们把我们看作耶稣里面的兄弟姊妹。
And they value the personal connections more than we can ever say.
他们非常看重个人的关系是大过我们所能表达的。
In our scripture reading, Ananias had a tough choice to make.
今天早上的经文，阿纳尼亚他有一个非常艰难的选择。
Paul, a known enemy of Christians, was in Damascus.
保罗是一个非常出名的基督徒的敌人。
And God told Ananias that Paul had met with Jesus.
神告诉阿纳尼亚，在保罗曾与耶稣会面。
Paul was now a follower of Jesus.
保罗现在是耶稣的门徒。
Ananias wasn't so sure.
但是阿纳尼亚他不大确定。
But Ananias could not disobey God's call to go to Paul.
但是阿纳尼亚不能违抗上帝的呼召，所以他去找保罗。
And we know what happened next.
所以我们接下来知道发生什么事情。
Paul, who had been blinded by his vision of Jesus on the road to Damascus, was healed.
保罗在去大马士革的路上，被耶稣的异象蒙瞎了眼睛的双眼被治愈了。
His sight was restored, and his spiritual sight became clear.
他的视力恢复了，而他的灵性上的视力也变得清晰起来。
And he knew he was called to preach the gospel.
他知道他是被呼召去传福音。
As God told Ananias in Acts chapter 9 verse 15, this man is my chosen instrument to carry my name before the Gentiles and their kings and before the people of Israel.
正如《使徒行传》九章十五节这样说道：“这人是我所拣选的器皿，不但要在外邦人和君王面前，还要在以色列人面前宣扬我的名。”
The Lord called Paul to serve him.
神呼召保罗去服侍他。
And the Lord calls us to serve him.
神也呼召我们去侍奉。
And the Lord has called those young disciples in the Philippines to serve him.
神也呼召那些在菲律宾的年轻人去侍奉他。
We have the joy of working with the Lord to raise up these young disciples and help them fulfill God's call.
我们非常的兴奋，让我们看到继续成为上帝通过新希望所做的事情。
That excites me.
这让我非常的兴奋。
So let's continue to be part of what the Lord is doing through New Hope.
让我们继续成为上帝通过新希望所做的事情，成为他们的一份子。
And thank you so much for your support for this mission and for New Hope.
非常感谢你们对这个事工的支持和对新希望的支持。
Thank you.
谢谢。
Pastor Lee.
As we respond, there's a grand hymn that is called O for a Thousand Tongues.
我们今天回应的诗文的诗歌是
And by tongues, it means languages.
是吧？